Hi, and welcome to Swiss Info's program for March the 15th. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.
I've lived here my whole life and I wanted to be a part of something more than just live here.
I think that everyone should try it once at least.
We think it's better to give time than money.
What motivates people to leave their homes and spend their time helping others? Regardless of your age, gender, or background, there's something for everyone. This week, we meet people who fight fires, support families, and donate blood. It's a Monday evening, and around 15 men and 2 women have come to learn about joining the fire department in Könitz, a town with 41,000 inhabitants just outside the Swiss capital, Bern. In terms of area, Könitz is as big as the capital, but its 200 firefighters are all volunteers. In Könitz, men and women between the ages of 20 and 50 who choose not to serve in the fire brigade are required to pay a yearly tax. But avoiding taxes isn't the prime reason people volunteer.
My name's Florian. I'm a volunteer firefighter for about 6 years now. And I volunteered because even as a child, fire and the firefighters fighting against me always were very fascinating. So when I got the right age, I immediately volunteered.
And is it as fascinating as you thought?
Yeah, actually it really is. It's even more fascinating. It's the fact that you get to learn all these technical stuff, these engines, tools to use. And then also the comradeship is very strong because the challenges of our duty are not too small. And with all the danger you encounter in our task, this provides very strong comradeship and even some friendships that are very intense.
Firefighting is the most visible task handled by the volunteers, but it's not the only one, as longtime volunteer Renato Wolf explains.
We're not only doing firefighting. I mean, it's a fire brigade, but most of the work we do is helping people, for instance, if they have water in the basement or if they have a problem with insects. Certainly the most complex stuff we do is dealing with fighting the fire, but there's a lot of other stuff to do besides fighting fires.
The garage is full of vehicles and equipment.
Actually, on this big fire engine, we have tools for almost every task we're fulfilling in the firefighters. So we've got some tools to cut open doors, even open cars if needed. Then we have the huge ventilator to ventilate the smoke out of buildings. That's now our main part. You see our working horses, the hoses we're using to put out the fires, which basically is and should be the main task of the firefighters, although it's actually only a small part of what we're doing in emergency service. But still, it's the most important, I think.
Do the people who volunteer have to have any kind of, I don't know, background or experience or talents? Or,
I mean, they should have a certain practical talent. We really have almost every profession you could imagine. So it's not like that you have to have a certain background.
And do you have to be in good shape?
Would be very good, actually. Often in the buildings you can't use the elevator, so you're running up the stairs, taking all the materials, the hose and all the things up there, so it can get pretty tough.
Training to be a volunteer firefighter takes up to 3 years, so people nearing the age of 50 aren't generally considered. Markus Ruhig, head of the Könitz Volunteer Firefighters, tells me who does volunteer.
Some years ago, they came with 18, 20 years, and now we have a lot of people that come with 28, 30, 32. They start not so early, but then they stay.
Even with 200 firefighters on call, it's sometimes difficult to muster enough manpower.
I mean, all of us have a job beside the fire brigade. So if we get an alert, you go if you can. For instance, me, I'm working in Bern. So normally if there is just a small thing, like small fire or so, I will not go on. But this is actually a problem because during the day, it might be difficult to get enough men on spot for a certain incident. We are lucky to have a lot of farmers in our fire brigade, and those are people who live at the same place where they work. But that's increasing, it's getting more and more a problem for us because most people do not work where they live.
One of the two women who attended the informational evening tells me why she's planning to sign up.
I have this friend, he works here part-time, and he told me about it, and I thought it was cool. And I really wanted to, you know, do something, and yeah, I've lived here my whole life, and I wanted to be a part of something more than just live here.
Could I do it? The jacket, pants, boots, helmet, and respirator are incredibly heavy, I discover. And what if you're afraid of heights?
We are actually engaging the ladder, so if you'd like
okay.
to see
us. Yeah.
It's really high.
Yeah, we're going up to almost 28 meters. You say if it's too high for you, huh?
And then you climb the ladder.
You could, but usually we don't because you're very slow. It's dangerous. Civilians have to be secured. Uh-huh. Basically, we also secure firemen because if you fall down this ladder, you're pretty much dead. Now we're actually much higher than any building around us. Now you can have a look turning in the direction of Bern. You see the Inselspital over there?
Uh-huh.
Probably there's a helicopter landing in the next few minutes. That's why the rotating light is up. Yeah. Somewhere's up there, but it could be a helicopter. I don't know.
Not every volunteer wants action. For some, it's enough to lend a hand or an ear. Tucked away behind the Bern Children's Hospital is the surprisingly sunny Ronald McDonald House, which offers a low-cost home away from home for families of pediatric patients. The Bern House was the second of seven to open in Switzerland since 1992. Anna-Marie Hoogli is one of its volunteers.
I'm a teacher, and before I got retired, I looked for some activities I would like to do afterwards. And I found an article about the house, Ronald McDonald House, in a newspaper. The house then was new in Bern, and then I applied, and I could start it just before I retired.
Worldwide, there are more than 300 Ronald McDonald houses, each with its own personality.
That's a house with 11 rooms, and each room is composed of a bedroom and a bathroom. And then there is a living room and a play room for the children. There is a kitchen. And there's a room where they can wash and dry their washing. If they are new, I show them the house and I ask if everything is okay. And sometimes they also have questions and I try to answer them.
How long do families stay?
From a few days to many months. In some cases, there are also people from abroad. Sometimes there is an accident while they are on holidays and they have to be... to get their treatment here, and they can stay as long as they need it.
Why volunteer?
I think I have enough time, and we get so many letters, and they ask us to give money to different organizations. And my husband and I, we think both the same. We think it's better to give time than money.
On a busy street just a few blocks away from the Ronald McDonald House is Bern's Blood Donation Center, one of 13 regional centers in the country, operating under the umbrella of the Swiss Red Cross. Give blood, save lives, is the Red Cross slogan. What motivates people to give a part of themselves to help someone they'll never meet? On Monday mornings, the Bern Center opens at 10:30. When I arrive, there are already four people sitting at small tables, filling out forms, and five people lying in beds waiting to give blood. I talked with Anita Chagalar, who's in charge of marketing.
When I first gave blood the first time, mm-hmm. I was a student at the university mm-hmm. in the United States, and I came into the room. It was a huge room, and there were about 50 beds set up with yep. nurses yep. and students waiting in line, and every bed was full, and it was really, I had the feeling, oh, this is something special, you mm-hmm. know, that I was taking part in. Do you have blood drives here in Switzerland?
Yes, mobile blood drives, and it's with a bus with a material in it, and we go in rooms like gymnasiums and halls where they make sports, the students, mm-hmm. or in the little village, so we go with the bus.
Finding new donors is important, says Chagla, in spite of the fact that demand for blood went down by 10% Swiss-wide in 2013.
It's really needed because when we have more people, we can call people less.
Swiss travel a lot, and that apparently is a problem for giving blood. Why? Yes.
Because we have some countries, they have a risk from malaria or HIV or other bacteria. So we have to stop the donation for 4 months or a half year.
Although the minimum age for donating is 18, young people often are ineligible, according to Chagalar. They travel often, have tattoos, and change sexual partners more frequently. At what age do people generally start donating?
25 years. The life is more calmer, and so we find on this age regular donors.
A young man and woman are sitting together at a table. Is this your first time donating, or how often do you come?
No, actually, right now it's my 12th time.
And why did you donate the first time, and why do you keep donating?
5 years ago, my father also donated blood, and since then, like he supported me to do this. And then, when I was 19, I started to donate blood.
Are you here for the first time?
No, it's my second time actually.
And why did you decide to donate?
He convinced me because he told me that it's a good thing, and I was thinking about it, and I think that everyone should try it once at least to donate blood. And yeah, I think it's a great.
In the cafeteria, where people who have finished donating are being served drinks, I talk with a nurse who works with the volunteers. When you're taking blood, what does that involve?
I have to clean very good, right, yes, where I take the blood, and then I look which vein or which arm I prefer, and then I have to stick with a needle, okay.
Are people scared when they donate for the first time, or what kinds of things do people experience?
The young people, they are maybe a little nervous, and so we try to explain very good and to tell them it's not so painful, and you have to be a little relaxed, and if something makes you pain, you just call us. And
And how long does it take for one person to donate?
About maybe 15 minutes, I would say. It takes between 6 and 10 minutes normally, and maybe to prepare and all this takes 5 minutes.
At the far end of the room, the beds are filled with people of varying ages. Why are they here?
I donate because I think it's a good thing. Maybe I'll be glad to receive blood someday. And I donate 3 times a year. I think everyone who can give should.
It's my 20th time, more or less. I give because I want to help. I have enough blood, and it does me good as well, so I donate.
Wanting to make a difference in the lives of others is one of the prime reasons people volunteer. Donating blood, like many forms of volunteering, can stretch out over years, or a lifetime.
It's my 104th time, I think. It started when I was in basic training at around age 24. I think if I can do something good for someone else, without it hurting me, then I should do it.
That's all we have time for. More news and features about Switzerland are available on our website, www.swissinfo.ch. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.